This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H. And Lent November PLAC Practice, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Cole, C-O-L-E, date of birth 6-11 of 1950. Dear Paula, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cole, who was seen in consultation May 14th of this year for progressively rising creatinine level, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy. She is feeling much better after stopping her lisinopril 2.5 milligram once a day, and also Actos 45 milligram once a day was stopped, and her lower extremity edema is much better after doing that. She reports that all of her joint pain and muscle pain went away when she stopped lisinopril. However, after she started Januvia 50 milligram twice a day at June 20th, she developed severe joint pain again, and so she's going to talk to you about possibly changing that to a different medication. That is one of the serious side effects of Januvia also, along with rhabdomyolysis, can be another side effect to that. Otherwise, she's complaining of higher blood sugars than usual after stopping Actos and blurred vision, and she's going to make an appointment to have her eyes checked. She did have some persistently low potassium levels after stopping lisinopril, and we increased the potassium to 20 milliequivalent twice a day. And so we're going to send a refill to her mail order pharmacy so she'll have enough potassium. When she did the recheck, the level was up to 4.4. So that seems to be the appropriate dose for her with her Lasix. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since she was seen in consultation in May of this year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has lost 20 pounds, however, over the last 3 months. A lot of that may be fluid also. No chest pain or palpitations. No current dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No blood or melena in the stool. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And edema of the lower extremities is markedly improved. Medications. The potassium has been increased to 20 milliequivalent twice a day. Atenolol, I want to highlight, 25 milligram at bedtime. Lasix is 40 milligram, and actually she takes 60 milligram daily in the morning. Glipizide, 10 milligram, is twice a day now. She's still on Synthroid, Claritin, and Crestor is 40 milligram daily, and the Januvia is 50 milligram twice a day, started in June. But now she is having some severe joint pain with the addition of Januvia. Physical exam, weight, 242 pounds. Pulse is 62. Blood pressure, 110 over 71. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, and extremities, 1+ edema of the lower extremities currently, without ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 16th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.6, it's up to a 34 estimated GFR. Previous levels were 1.76, 2.23, and 2.05, and she has been doing labs for us monthly. Sodium is 138, potassium 4, carbon dioxide is 33, phosphorus is 3.5, calcium is 9.12, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. and when she had labs checked, 726 of 24, her potassium was 3.2. And that's when the potassium was increased from 20 milliequivalent in the morning and 10 in the evening to 20 twice a day. And that has corrected the low potassium problem. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slowly improving creatinine levels. We would continue to check labs monthly. We would recommend changing Januvia since she has developed some severe joint pain, possibly choosing a different medication instead of Januvia and see if the joint pain doesn't stop. She will need something else for blood sugar. Glipizide 10 milligram twice a day may not be enough. So she should not use metformin with estimated GFR so close to 30. 2, diabetic nephropathy, that does need further management and improved control. 3, improved edema of the lower extremities, currently much better off the Actos. We will continue the monthly lab studies, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.